6:36, and I'll call the meeting to order and ask everyone to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
And this is, it's Thursday, June 9th, 2022, and this is the meeting of the Housing Authority of the City of Derby.
Thanks, Mark. You want me to text you when we're done?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. All right, so I'm going to call the roll. Danny Soto?
I'm here. Press.
Okay, Bob Lisi?
Here.
And I'm Linda Fusco, and I'm here. We have a quorum, and we'll go to the approval of the minutes for May 5th. Did everybody have a chance to look at them?
Yes.
Now,
okay, Danny, I asked for clarification. So since we have a quorum, we can vote, but you need to abstain because you weren't actually there. You didn't participate in the meeting. Okay. So does anyone, can I have a motion to approve the minutes of May 5th, 2022?
I'll make a motion to approve the Derby Housing Authority meeting minutes of May 5, 2022.
Okay, and I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Danny, just say abstain.
Okay.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Discussion on the minutes, by the way? Hearing none, they've been approved.
Right.
Additions, deletions, corrections. Anyone have any besides me?
No.
I just have one.
Yep.
I'm going to ask to bump, I make a motion to bump item A from new business up to old business item number F, because we did discuss it at last month's meeting, so it's not technically new business. There is no new business. So I'll make a motion to add the 8A up to 7F.
I'll second.
Do I have a second? Any second. Discussion on the motion? Thank you. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, very good. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
I do. Diane.
Okay. Hi, Diane. How are you? I didn't know you were
there. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me, everyone. This is my first time on.
Absolutely. Welcome.
I have just a matter of concern that I'd like to bring because I didn't know where else to turn.
Can you just give us your address so we know that we're...
Sure. Certainly. My address is 34 Elm Street. Mm-hmm. And that's in Derby here in town, of course.
Did you say Elm Street?
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. I have an issue of concern that I'd like to bring to light because I didn't know where else to turn. And I think this would be the best forum to bring this to light. I have a neighbor here at 33 Elm Street. And I believe she's under Section 8 housing. She's expressed that. There's an issue with the foundation of the house. There's a gaping hole in the foundation where animals are coming in and out. The landlord has just put a plastic something over the hole, and the foundation is crumbling. And someone needs to have an inspector come out, a building inspector, and take a look at the home. It's just really unjust that this woman is living this way.
Okay, Maria. Is that something, can you go back and look to see when it was last inspected? The woman that I'm referring to, Diane, is Maria Stout, who's representing Imagineers. We have Imagineers overseeing our Section 8.
Oh, units. I see. Okay.
So, Maria, would you be able to take a look at that so I can get back to Diane?
Yes. And then how would we, so then, Linda, then we would report back to you then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I would do that tomorrow. We'll take a look at that, see what the history has been with the inspections, and if you know we're aware of escaping issue with the in the foundation.
Okay. Yeah, there's a few issues with the outside of the house, but and I only bring this to light because There's a rat infestation. I've also called the health department because there's a rat infestation because of the garbage and, you know, there's blight and all that other blah, 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 blah. But my concern are just the animals that are coming. And I guess to address it was to put some big plastic over the hole. And it's not right for myself as, you know, the neighbor. I'm getting this rat infestation now making holes into my garage. So it's just, there's a few issues going on, but this really needs to be addressed because perhaps there could be other foundation issues that we don't know about. And he's just choosing to cover this. And it's not fair to the woman living there either.
Sure. Completely understandable.
Do you know what the other issues are? Foundation and the Crumley Foundation isn't enough.
Well, there's, you know, an unregistered car, there's people living in and out of it. It's almost turned into a tenement house type of thing, you know. The lady's very, very nice. She just tries to help people, you know, the word indigent people off the street and, you know, but that's neither here nor there. It's just really all these other issues that, I mean, I had to call the police the other night because there's people in and out of there, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, that type of thing. And it's noted on the police report that there is other people living besides her.
Okay. All right. So, Maria, you've heard all that. Diane, I'm not going to ask you to put your phone number on the recording. I will give you mine. And you can call me tomorrow. And if I haven't heard from Maria, then I will get your contact information. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay.
My number is...
And that was Linda Fusco here on the screen.
It's 203-214-9152. I would assume that it is.
Okay. 203-214. One more time. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 203-214-9152.
And that was Linda Fusco. Okay.
Correct.
And Diane, you said that it was 33 Elm Street.
Yes. 33 Elm Street. Yeah. Okay. And the police report does state that there is additional people living there besides the lady who is residing there. She's probably been there probably going on 2 years now. Again, very nice lady, but you know, wants to help everyone, but it's just the clientele of people that are coming, you know, the drug dealing in front of the house. It's just unbearable, you know.
Maria, one of the things we have to do is make sure what that lease states as to how many people are actually supposed to be there since it's section. I'd be very curious to know with these absentee landlords that they just don't go out and check these homes. So
no.
What's ever on that lease, we must enforce that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
look at that record and what the history has been. And
thank you.
Back to Linda.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the things that we take a look at because then, you know, extra people in a household, that's a violation of family obligations, you know, never.
Sure is.
Okay. You know, my issue is just, you know, shame on the landlord for, you know, not taking care of the home. And there's, you know, furniture, wet furniture in the front of the house, in the back of the house. And it's just the vermin that are just running around is just, I try to take a video of it at night and it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's just, it's a sad set of affairs when someone is just trying to live their life, you know, they need a helping hand. That's why they're on Section 8, which is, you know, but it's all this other, it's not fair to her, me now, the neighbor.
Correct. And so give me a call tomorrow.
Definitely, Linda.
So there is
all right.
Appreciation that there are other people living in the home.
And Diane, you call me tomorrow. And and I will give you information as I can, and I'll get your contact information as well.
Fantastic. Linda, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone else? All right. So we'll move on to old business, and we're on 7A. Maria, that's you. I saw Ken put together a very comprehensive report. Has everyone had a chance to look at Ken's report?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I don't actually.
Okay. Well, I could report on the VMS remote review today.
Okay.
Ziri, myself, Jim, Jennifer Gottlieb, and Dwan Bird from HUD, plus the VMS reviewer, had mm-hmm. a next conference meeting today. So she did a preliminary report, and she's reported that there were zero findings and 0% variance on the unit month lease and the housing assistance payments that are recorded in mm-hmm. HUD's voucher management system. It's VMS, that's what it stands for. Sorry, HUD uses a lot of acronyms. And
they do.
And the threshold for the variance was at 3%. So we scored 0%, or Derby scored 0%. So there's five concerns that she's outlined. Some, okay. you know, just to do with some adjustments with the reports and with our software company that we use, Happy Software. So mm-hmm. It's just a draft form. She's going to give it to her boss. And then she's reported that within a 1 to 2 week period, we will, you know, the person will respond via a formal notification, and mm-hmm. then we'll have 30 days in which to respond, you know, with you know, what we've done. It's that piece of it is over. I'm not sure what Derby's history was with any VMS review. We've gone through a few of them, but this one was very intense. We could report that much, but so far, so good.
Good, good. You know, I don't remember doing a VMS review. I remember CMAP. Right. That's not the same thing.
No, yeah. So this is all the financial aspects of everything, the, you know, the funding and how it's being reported and recorded. And used, and you know, so she asked for a lot of detailed information, mm-hmm. which was different in all the other reviews that you know, we've been a part of. But so far, so good. So you'll get to see what that report looks like.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful. I'll look forward to it. It doesn't sound like there's anything big.
No. You know, some little. Just, you know, like with the fraud recovery, it wasn't reported like consistently. Mm-hmm. You know, it was done correctly, but it just wasn't reported the way that HUD is looking for. So, you know, and we'll respond and what the action has been, the corrective action has been for, you know, those five different concerns.
All right, Maria, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anything else that you'd just like to flesh out at all?
No, you know, the family self-sufficiency rule has come out as a final rule, and we're going to be going to a training. So that's going to be interesting. So then we'll, mm-hmm. once we get the draft of the FSS action plan, then we'll make sure that Zuri and you get it so that you could review it and then we could present it to HUD.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
But that's all.
At least I can say that we've been able to recruit. That's a very loose we. It's really you have recruited more people and you know, have at least seven people who are interested and have four who want to participate. So that's pretty exciting because our numbers were very low, as I recall.
Yes. There's, you know, we've had some graduations, but then there's also been some that unfortunately, you know, their escrow accounts were forfeited because they didn't complete their goals. So, and that's one of the adjustments, you know, that this final rule has changed. So it's going to be interesting going through all of it. I've started to outline, you know, the a couple of pages of regulations already. We'll report back what we learn as well.
Okay. Maria, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you're welcome to sign off if nobody has any questions, correct, for Maria?
I'm fine.
So you're welcome to sign off.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. We'll do. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, so we'll move down to the monthly report from Regina Jones. Regina isn't on, but I think
yes, I am.
Yes, she is.
Oh, you are. I'm sorry.
She's on, Linda.
I'm
here.
Hi,
Regina. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, I'm good. Thank you all for having me. This is my very first time doing a monthly report via Zoom. I hope everyone can hear me clearly. I'm just gonna start at the top. My name is Regina Schlesing Jones. I am the new resident service coordinator, and I'll be giving you a report for the ending of May. For Derby Housing Authority. All the newsletters were distributed to all the houses, all the households. Topic and resources addressed on the newsletter was Connecticut CMP, statewide department for agency and disability, for aging and disability, elderly services, which was medical alert systems, elderly services for elderly family volunteer program, team located at 30 Elizabeth Street, Derby, Connecticut, the town clerk website where renter rebate programs, where they can, you know, take them. Now we're going to move down to network. Consumer Affairs by Alexander Gaskin, Medical Alert Devices. Connecticut Resident Service Coordinator group, her name is Ellen C. And Community Cares, Michelle Punzo. And then we're moving down to residents that I assisted and was made contact with. Was number 17 for medical billing issues, that was in Steiger. And number 17, tenant request info on in-home services at Steiger. Apartment number 26, medical alert device was ordered with raised toilet seat for Mr. Tinty at CC Manor. Number 26, a follow-up call to do a wellness check for Mr. Tinty at CC Manor. Number 17 was a home visit follow-up on medical billing issue and note to further assist with renter's rebate at Steiger. Home care services referral. Number 17, I called 211 for home care services for Steiger. And then I also, number 17, also went on ct.gov website to search more things. And then the next one is survey satisfaction results and concerns. Same concerns as for April, I guess, 2022. Residents are requesting that handrails be placed at the front and back door. They are finding it hard to step down without falling when going in and out of their homes safely. May 22, the pipeline is Naugatuck Valley Health District on the COVID-19 vaccine clinic, and it will be scheduled for June 3rd through the 24th of 2020 between the hours of 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. And we do have a tenant that did pass. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that now, but I will say number one, Steiger. Her name was Alcadia Ayala.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of my monthly report.
You did a lot of work in your first month. Mm-hmm. Not quite a month, right?
Not quite a month. A couple of weeks.
I have a question. I just want to go back for a minute to the handrail. This is at Steiger, and they're asking for two rails to be put at every house?
Just one, yes. One in the front and one in the back.
That was my question too, Linda.
There's nothing for them to hold on to.
All right, we need to then look into that. I can see where you would need, as a senior, you would need at least one railing.
Yeah, just one railing in the front and one railing in the back.
Can I add something also, Linda? This is Zuri.
Yes, of course.
Some of the units, they have railings in the front. Some of them have them at the back. But a lot of them don't have them at all, or they have one rail in the front, not in the back. So I've also heard those concerns as well. You know, they want something to hold on to when they're leaving the front and the back entrance.
Is Zuri, this something that our maintenance?
Yeah, Zuri.
I'm sorry? Oh. Yes.
Zuri, my question, I mean, the ones that don't have them, were they there originally?
That
damaged or removed?
That I don't think they were ever placed there, the ones that don't have any at all, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not 100% sure about that. Because I do notice that some, you know, they have rails and then others do not.
Wow.
I'd check to look into it to find that out.
Yeah, I'm not sure, either, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have a question. Yeah. The front and the back, where we're talking about the handrails, how many steps are there?
Sorry?
There's one step.
Because usually by code, you got to have railing no matter what. Even if it's three steps, there's supposed to be a handrail to come up and down the steps. So if it's not there, there had to be some existing something there.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but possibly. I know that Herman, our maintenance guy, had said that, you know, that it's not up to code. So that was one of the things that we were going to look into, but I'm not sure what it was originally.
Okay. Yeah. Like I haven't visited the sites yet. So that's why I'm asking. Cause some, you know, depending, maybe the stairs are really, really wide and they maybe want arrow down the middle or something like that. So they don't have to go to the end. So that's really what I'm asking. So there's absolutely nothing at all.
For some of them, no. There's just a one large back step, and there's nothing, there's no rail in the back for some of them.
Okay.
Well, maybe Herman. Herman can take
ahead.
A
That's
look.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Zuri, do you think that Herman could do some kind of a survey, like which ones need
That's what we are planning to do. And he does have some options. It's just something that we're working on as far as safety concerns for them. But yeah, he's taken a look and we've looked at it and we're just trying to come up with a game plan to make it safe for the residents.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any questions for Regina on her report?
No, it's thorough report. Regina, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Robert. You're welcome, Linda.
And welcome, Mark. Again. We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll continue on with old business. I'll go down to item number C, request from property owner to purchase land behind Steiger Terrace. So I talked with Mr. Trojanowski today because Mark sent me three maps that he found. It's all he found in the assessor's office and the town and city clerk's office. And he emailed them to me and I emailed them to Mr. Trojanowski probably 2 weeks ago. I never heard. So I called him today and he said that he brought them to the surveyor and the surveyor said they're not helpful. Some of them refer to properties farther down the street that really aren't near our property, that aren't our property. So he was going to go down and ask if he could look in the records himself. Okay, I don't know what else we can do. I don't think we have any maps, anything more than would be at City Hall. He's still interested in purchasing the property. The surveyor, what our appraiser, we can't really put a dollar amount on it until they actually delineate the area using either a different color line or dots, what piece of property they want. And they're saying they can't do that without the accurate maps, and I don't know how to do any better for them than I did. So if he can go down to City Hall, I'm sure Mark will let him look through whatever he wants and see if he can come up with something. And that's kind of where we are. He's still interested.
Well, let the surveyor go look.
Absolutely. I mean, he came up with a survey map. I don't understand why it's so difficult to parcel out the piece that they want. But he did thank us for the tree.
Oh, yeah. He should.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Any other discussion on that?
No.
So we'll just we'll continue to carry that over. All right, D, update on status of Steiger Unit 34. That was the field inspection. Zuri, I'll take that over to you.
Yep, so there's only one more window that Herman has to install. He's going to do that tomorrow. So I talked to the tenant that's supposed to be moving in, and she is all set to move in for July the 1st. She's agreed on that date. So he's going to be finished with that tomorrow.
Hello. Perfect. Any questions for Zuri on that? Okay. Then we'll move down to item E, update on ongoing issues regarding CC Manor 101A and 101C. We might as well just throw 101B in there too.
Right.
Zuri, I'm going to give that over to you as well.
Yes, so the units are up and running at this moment. Jacozy came out, he put a sealant solution to take care of the gaps, and he said as long as it works successfully, they'll be working, you know, for a while. So as of this moment, they are up and running for all of the tenants.
He did send Zuri pictures of, he had to open up, he had to go in the drywall and look at the wires and look at the inside of the work that was done. He said it was done very poorly. And so there's no guarantee that the sealant is going to last for any amount of time. But we have pictures of documentation of the issues on the inside so that if we need to go to the attorney over this, then we can do that.
Right.
And Jacozy, I mean, he's worked with us for a long time. I trust what he says. He didn't really want to go out. He said he felt like he was infringing on other people's jobs, but you know, we were really in a tough spot because as it began to get warmer, at least one, if not two of the women living in those units have breathing difficulties, and we were providing air conditioners. But I mean, these really need to work because they're also heating units. So as much problems as we had in the winter with them is how many problems we would have in the summer with the cooling. So we're building our case. We're taking the notes. We've got some pictures. And we'll just continue to go forward. But right now, everybody is breathing well. They've got enough coolant in there. It's cool enough, and they're comfortable and they're happy. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Gentlemen, any questions?
No, that's
no
ongoing.
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. All right, so then we'll go down to discussion of possible action on performance appraisal and proposed salary increase for Herman. So, Zuri, he completed his trial period April 12th?
Yes.
Okay, he ended his 3-month probation, and that was the contract that we gave him. If he had a satisfactory 3-month probationary period, we would increase his pay by $2. And he brought it up, and we weren't able to address it at the last meeting, but we talked about giving it to him retroactively once we could vote. Zuri, do you want to talk about the quality of his work?
Yes. I mean, he's done very well, especially him being there by himself. You know, he's shown up, he's gotten the job done. And I mean, I think he's definitely deserving of the raise. Yeah, he's done very well and gotten the work done. So I agree with that.
Yes, and I do as well. I know, Danny, you haven't had a chance to go out to see the site or to meet him yet. Bob, I don't know if you have any thoughts.
No, absolutely not. I know it's been difficult, but you know, he certainly has earned that.
Right. So can I have then a motion to increase the salary by $2 effective to April 12th?
I will make a motion that we increase Herman Martinez's salary $2 per hour based on his performance and his probationary period ending April 12th.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Danny. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Motion. Any discussion on the motion?
No.
Hearing none, motion passes.
No.
Okay, so we can tell Herman to expect.
Yes. Expect he'll be happy. Increase.
He's a hard worker. He's done a good job. All right, so we are moving right on to subsidized housing coordinator's report. Any questions on anything that Zuri submitted? I'll let Zuri speak on it, but if anybody has specific questions, it would be the last three documents in the packet. Nope. Zuri, anything you want to say?
Well, nope. I mean, we're just, as far as Steiger, we're still looking for a tenant. The unit's still vacant. We just sent another letter out to the next person on the waiting list today. We already talked about 34 of the windows. The tenant in unit 22 that passed, we're still waiting for the attorney so we can get the go-ahead to go in and clean out the unit. DC Manor, we talked about the handicap units. Lakeview, unit 11 is still on hold. We're waiting to also get the go-ahead from the attorney to see if we can move on to the next person. Because she had a HUD complaint, and we just can't move on until we get the approval from the attorney. And then as far as the cameras, I do have one out of the three quotes. I'm still waiting on the other two. I should have a second one tomorrow. When I get the third, we'll just, I'll bring it to you guys' attention, and then we can see which one we want to move forward with. And that's all.
Right. Assuming that Janet tells us we can, but I think, you know, this is something that the residents have been talking about for a long time at all three sites is, you know, security, maybe lack thereof, the need for cameras. We've had some incidents in the community room at different sites, and it would really behoove us to have them. So if we can get these prices, and I think we might actually have four because we had the mayor spoke to someone that the city has been working with, and he contacted us too, and he tells me that they're going to submit one. So we should get at least four bids, and you know, we can talk about them, and then we can go back and talk to Janet and see what it is that, you know, she thinks we can afford to do. And maybe we'll be able to put this to rest sooner than later. I think I'd feel better. I think you guys would
certainly.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So. All right. Any other questions for Zuri?
I did happen to talk to Zuri about Tony Cole working out with Herman. So that was good news.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for finding him. He's doing a good job, and he seems to have wonderful skills, and they're getting along fine.
Right. He caught on so quick. It's like you didn't even have to show him. He caught on very quickly, and he has a lot of great ideas and visions for the Housing Authority, so I'm excited to have him.
That's good.
I think between the two of them, their goal is to for us to not need so many vendors, outside vendors, because we always end up paying so much more.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I would agree, Linda. There's one thing. I was looking at the vendor payment, and I was looking at the registration renewal for the Silverado. That's 2008. That's 14 years old. That might be something we should keep an eye on. And I mean, it's kind of old. I don't know how many miles it has on it, but might be something we need to be aware of, that we might have to purchase something down the road.
Sure. That's a good point. Take a look at it. We can ask one of the guys to check the mileage for us. All right. Anything else anybody wants to discuss?
Thank you.
Anybody want to entertain a motion to adjourn? It is 7:11.
I'll motion.
Thank you, Danny. Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're good. Gentlemen, have a good night.
Good night, all.
Lori, have a good night. Regina,
good night. Good night.
You guys as well.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Good night.